Hello, and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, and today is Thursday, February 28th, 2008. As you know, every Thursday we come to you with a new podcast, making today Podcast Thursday, as we like to call it around here. We have a really good show for you today, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of different things. We will be discussing news, as always. Plus, we'll be giving a recap of Total Confusion 22, and we're going to be getting a little silly today with some funny quotes from Star Wars. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's podcast. It's a little different from usual because we are getting a little silly with our funny quotes. We thought since it's been, you know, since it is leap year this year, and it's the end of the month, that we kind of do something a little different. We're going to be doing our usual serious things with the news and the recap for Total Confusion. But the funny quotes from Star Wars is a new thing that we're going to be doing. That's going to take place near the end of the show. But even though we're nowhere near that, I do want to preface it by saying that you might want to skip through that part, and I will warn you right before it, because some of the quotes can be considered to have innuendo that might not be appropriate for all listeners, but the rest of the show, both before and after that, is completely clean. It's appropriate for all ages. We try to make sure that our show is a clean show. It's a family show. We want you to be able to listen to it as a gamer and as a family person, but we also want you to be able to get all the gamers and other family people involved in listening to the podcast and just to find out what's going on. That's why we try to make sure that we don't swear or say anything that might be offensive to people. We try to stick to the gaming, and you know, you usually can't go wrong gaming. People might get upset if you start making claims about like Kator being better than Krix or anything, or how great your 40k army is and that Space Wolves are horrible, whatever, but you know, that's all in good fun. And I just wanted to give the warning in advance, but I do want to say that we're going to be talking about a lot of great things today. And first up is a new segment that we've been doing the past few weeks. It is our event countdowns. I want to let everyone know that the Ardboys tournaments are back for 40K. They're happening all over the place. I know there's going to be one coming up soon at Danger Planet Games in Waltham. And there are going to be a lot of other Ardboys tournaments happening nearby. You want to make sure that you head on over and find out when those are happening by going to the Games Workshop website. We have a link directly to it in our show notes. But if you just go to us.games-workshop.com, you'll be able to find out exactly when these Ardboys events are happening by going into their news section. And it'll have links and everything, so you can just click on that and find out when they're happening near you. So you definitely want to make sure you go to these events. It's a great way to get some 40k in, meet some other gamers, and have a lot of fun. As I mentioned, Danger Planet's going to be having one soon. I know theirs is supposed to be a gigantic apocalypse mega battle, so that'll be a really cool way to do an Ardboys tournament. So you definitely can go over to dangerplanetgames.com to find out when they have on that and to sign up and all that kind of stuff. Also, it's not so much an event, at least not a gaming event per se, but 11 days from now, WordPress 2.5 releases, and most of you gamers are thinking, why the heck do we care about WordPress 2.5? Any computer fans out there and techie people will know that 2.5 is a brand new release for WordPress, and a lot of us are excited because that's what makes the blogs run. A lot of podcasts have blogs. We have a blog that accompanies our podcast, and that's where we put our show notes and all sorts of other things. WordPress 2.5 has a lot of great changes coming up. It's going to be a whole new experience for people to get into when they go into the blog and viewing and clicking on the links and everything. It's going to be a new way to do everything. It's really exciting. The WordPress people have worked really, really hard on this. Normally, they would have done a release before this, back in early February, late January, but they decided they didn't want to do that because they wanted to save up and do a bigger release now, instead of, you know, doing a bunch of smaller releases. That way they can do a lot of larger projects and enhancements that they want to do. So that will be coming our way in 11 days. In 22 days will be Anime Boston. Anime Boston is a gigantic convention for all of you anime and manga fans out there. It happens in the city of Boston down here. You can still register for the event. You want to go to animeboston.com, I believe is the address. Yes, animeboston.com. And you can register, I believe, in advance online still. If not, you can definitely register day of the event. You can get registration for the entire weekend. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event, or you can go for one day. They have a dealer's room so you can get good prices on stuff. They have a lot of lectures and things. They have open gaming and all sorts of stuff. You can go and cosplay, dress up as your favorite character. Maybe you're really into Bleach, which is a manga I'm really into right now. I just finished volume 22, I believe it is. I'm waiting for the new one, so it's very cool. And you can head on over to Anime Boston. I know a lot of my friends will be there, and I might be popping by as well. So if I do, I will be hopefully able to catch up with people and say hi and see how things are going. And about a month away, it's actually going to be 26 days to be exact, will be the Quake City Rumbles Warhammer Fantasy Grand Tournament. It's an indie grand tournament. It'll be a lot of fun. You don't get to see too many fantasy tournaments happening around here in Massachusetts or New England lately. 40K is a more popular game. I think fantasy is a better game, but you know, that's an argument for another day. You can find out more about that event and to sign up for it or just to go and view by going to leadership2, as in the number 2, .org. That's a website. They have information about it, everything you want to know. So that's another event coming up in 26 days. So that'll get you guys tied over for, you know, about the next month or so. And these are things you can go and have some fun. And obviously there's everyday and weekly events going on at gaming stores near you. They have painting days. There's, you know, tournaments for like Yu-Gi-Oh! And whatnot, and open gaming, and 40K night, and fantasy night, and Warhammer, War Machine night, and all that kind of stuff. So you definitely want to check your local gaming stores for that. Check the websites, call them, whatnot, Ginger Planet, Battleground Game has that, Griffin Games has them, Game Haven Hobbies has all that information on their website. So, you know, just give them a call, and that'll give you something to do during the week while you wait for these big events. Moving on, we want to talk about something pretty interesting. Last week we had shared that the people at Private Tape Press were looking for someone to come in and give a hand. They had a job listing for a game designer. Well, this week we want to let you know that there are openings for the Total Confusion people. They have obviously formed a corporation for Total Confusion, and they have a Help Wanted section. On the Help Wanted page, you will find that they have 3 positions available. The first one is an operations office coordinator. They need a collectible coordinator and a live coordinator. The live coordinator is a person who manages and oversees the LARPs that happen at the con and all that. Collectible coordinator is for, you know, collectible card games and that kind of stuff, with kids and all that kind of things. And the office coordinator deals with office things. If you head on over to their website of totalcon.com/helpwanted.html, you'll find job descriptions for all of these and how you can apply and all that kind of stuff. But it's pretty cool because, you know, maybe you want to get involved with the whole gaming realm as a job, and you want to start off kind of outside with a tournament and convention like this. You go, you learn the ropes, work your way up, and you can be going on and doing anything your heart desires. So it's a very good way to get started. Remember, go to totalcon.com for more information. They do have 3 positions available. Also is something that we had talked about last week. There's a special offer going on for customers of Battleground Games in Abington. Right now, they are doing a special offer for the 4th edition core rulebooks for D&D. If you pre-order and prepay for all 3 core rulebooks, you can be entered into a drawing to win a free case of D&D minis. It's actually a really good deal because if you're going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons and you're going to be doing the 4th edition of it, because I know not everyone is, but if you are, you need to get the books anyway. If Battlegrounds is your local store, or if you just want to check them out, it's a great way to support a friendly local gaming store. And at the same time, you can win an entire case of D&D Minis. D&D Minis is a very popular game. It's a lot of fun to play, or at least it seems that way from observing. And, you know, maybe you already play, and if not, this might get you into it. Or if nothing else, you can always take the case of minis that you win, you can sell it, and recoup the money that you spent on the core rulebooks of 4th edition. It's win-win-win. They're doing another promotion too. Right now they're doing 20% off for certain D20 rulebooks. There's a coupon that you need to print out to get that 20% off. I know it doesn't apply to Wizards of the Coast rulebooks, but you can ask certain staff, or rather every staff who work at the store, what rulebooks and what source books and all that kind of stuff it does and does not apply to. You do need to make sure that you have the coupon with you. We have a copy of the coupon in our show notes. If you head on over to our show notes, you can click on the link and print out the coupon. The coupon is a PDF file. Be sure to have Adobe Acrobat Reader, or if you're on a Macintosh computer, you can use Preview to print it out. So you want to make sure you take that with you. As always, Battleground Games is located at 1501 Bedford Street in Abington. And if there's a particular book that you want and you're not sure you have, or that you're not sure if it applies with a coupon, you can definitely give them a call. Their phone number is 781-261-9669, and they'll be more than happy to help you with that. Right now, we have one last little bit of news to share with you. The people over at Confrontation have submitted a preview on their website for the Griffin Army, and it looks pretty good. I'm not one who's playing the Confrontation or into the whole Rackham games that they do, but I know they're very big, they're very popular, especially in Europe. I'm told they're bigger than Games Workshop. You go onto the continent and you find Rackham stores everywhere, people playing Confrontation and whatnot. The Griffin models that they have previews for look amazing. I really like the Griffin Hero that they have on Steed. He just looks so cool. Red armor with the white, and he has this big face mask, and the horse is rearing up. It's big, gigantic war stallion, charger thing. It just looks really, really cool. The other stuff looks cool. They have, like, guys with guns and swords and all sorts of stuff. And then they also have that you can download some fonts from the different armies. And there, obviously, they have Griffin and they have some of the other ones. So you can download that. And you can use those fonts on your websites or whatever you do on your computer. Excuse me. And you can go ahead and use that. But if you head on over to Rackham, RACKHAM.FR, you'll be able to go and see the Griffin preview, or you can just click the link in our show notes. Well, that draws our new segment of the show to a close, and that brings us to my favorite segment of the show, the Music to Game By segment. Today we're going to be sharing Jupiter 1, and we have their song Countdown, so we're going to be getting right to it for you right now, and when the song is over, we'll be back with Total Confusion 22 Recap. Thank you.
Warning! Coming up next is the Music to Game By segment in the CWF Gamecast. Please stay tuned. We'll be back after this song.
Sun, and so it begins. begins.
So that was Countdown by Jupiter One. I know it's probably not something that everyone who listens to the podcast would normally listen to, because it is kind of new wave type of music, but I thought I would share that with you, expose you to something different. It's kind of a fun song, and I'm just a big fan of 80s music in general. I know it gets a bad rap, especially the new wave movement, but it's kind of nice to listen to something a little peppy and different than the usual heavy rock or metal that one normally listens to. But we are now done listening to that and want to move on to the recap for Total Confusion 22. As you know, it happened last weekend, and we had talked about it both on the blog before that, and we talked about it in last week's podcast. I do want to once again thank the wonderful people at Total Confusion, and in particular Angela, who is the media director, for making us aware of it. And I also want to apologize for the fact that we had forgotten about Total Confusion until Angela had reminded us. This time, I want to say that I know Total Confusion was a big success, and they had a lot of people who came, and it was a lot of fun. Instead of me just rambling on about it for a while, especially since I was unable to be there, I'm going to read for you a little bit from a post that Angela had made on the Total Confusion, I guess you would call it listserv, would be the best word for it, the Total Confusion listserv over at Yahoo. The day after the event, she had posted this, and it was really nice to see it. After she had posted it, a lot of other people who were there had posted comments and stuff too. So we have a link to the thread that we are discussing here in our show notes, so that way you can see what she had said for yourself, but also so you can see what everyone else had said, because if I just sit here and read all of the stuff to you, it gets very boring very, very fast. So I'm going to try to skip over some of the highlights. She goes on to say that Total Confusion was a fantastic and fun event that was filled with awesome gaming moments. It was one of the biggest overall events they've ever had, and you may not have known, but there was a big snowstorm that was going on. That's just a little aside for me. And the fact that they had as many people as they did is surprising, but it's also encouraging. They had a lot of great people there who were game masters and judges, and without them and without the many people who came in to play, they just wouldn't have been able to deal with. They had a lot of vendors and people who volunteered, and they worked really, really hard to make a really good event. There's a couple people that she picks out. She wants to make sure they get some recognition, so I'm going to do my best to make sure that I get all these people, but if not, I just want to say that Angela had posted this for everyone, and that in general, everyone who had anything to do with Total Confusion 22, whether it was on the administrative side, the gaming side, or just going to play, you guys deserve a lot of recognition and a big round of applause for that, so you get props and thank you for going. In particular, she wants to point out Michelle Graham. She did a great job with registration this year. Greg Belovic did a lot of really good work for the PayPal page, which enables them to collect the funds for the online registration. That's a very important thing. I know I'm going to butcher some of these names, so I apologize in advance, but Russ Room was very instrumental in the mass generation of pork ribs for the GM Social, and there was a lot of great groups that went by to Total Confusion to help out. They had the RPGA, the SLUGA, the WIZ, WHIZ Kids Envoy Team. They had the usual Total Confusion Realms writers, Game Masters, and Headquarters staff. There was Vermin and Valor, Death Warmed Over, Carnivore Games, and Grey Ghost Press. And I can't forget everyone who came to run singular events at the miniatures, board gaming, and role-playing areas. So you guys, once again, a big round of applause. And she wants to make sure that a mega shout-out goes to Buddha and Company, because they made the video game room available. And apparently, Stephen Parenteau, who is the events coordinator, not so much of a fan of having loud music blared at him, so he was tortured by the weekend-long rock star blaring events going on, and she wants to make sure that everyone knows that it was an unintentional favor for him to get bugged. I'm sure that's a little friendly humor going on there. And lastly, I want to congratulate Angela, because she was thanked publicly for being a promotional pest all year by winning the 2008 Best Toady Award. She did a really good job reaching out to all sorts of groups to tell them about Total Confusion. And without Angela, we wouldn't have known about it here at the CWF Gamecast, and that would have meant that we wouldn't have been able to share it with you. I hope some of you who had heard about the event from us had been able to go, and I hope that you go again next year. We're hoping to go ourselves, so we will see how that goes, but keep in mind there's only 360 days until the next Total Confusion game convention. And actually, that's not exactly true. There's less than 360 days, so you need to start preparing now. And then you can go get gaming, maybe help run out, run some events, all sorts of stuff. I know everyone at Total Confusion would greatly appreciate it. And although we had mentioned earlier in the show that they're looking for some help wanted, they always need volunteers. That information is available on their website of TotalCon.com. But if you go to their main website and you click on staff, you're going to see they have three positions listed: the senior staff, associate volunteer, and on-site assistant. The one that I believe they need the most of is on-site assistance, and you might think, well, it's kind of early for me to get involved with it. It just ended for this year, and, you know, it's like 360 days away. That's like a whole year for it to come around again. If you get started now, you can plan what you're going to do. You can get people together to help you. You can let them know what you want to do, whether you want to help with the registration line or badge security, or maybe you want to be security at the exhibit hall, or just be a game master for Open Gaming, or just random stuff like stuff in the gift bags and getting donut runs and all that kind of stuff. They're more than happy to help you, have you help them out. All they need is that you can give at least 4 hours of your time to keep it running if you're going to be an on-site assistant. And it's not a completely thankless job. I do want to say that you get benefits based on how many events that you help with or event time that you give. Each event is worth 4 hours of volunteer time. So if you do like 4 hours, you get a free one-day registration reimbursed to you. You do 8 hours or two events, that's, you know, 2 days of registration, 3 events, you get all of it. If you do 4 events, you get a free convention t-shirt, and then beyond that, you get tickets to the prize room, and those are cumulative, same with the t-shirt. So it's pretty cool, and it's a great way to, you know, help out local events. And I want to remind you that TotalCon is the largest gaming convention in New England. They've been around for 23 years. As of the next con, so you can get involved with them, and you can email them by sending an email to volunteers@totalcon.com. I know they would greatly appreciate it, and I want to remind you, if you go to their Yahoo group, or as I called it earlier, listserv, they have all sorts of information there. People are talking about being thankful and how great it was to get involved with everything. This message is from Vermin and Valor and GMs and all sorts of people, so everyone's gearing up for next year. It's a good group. They also have different things going on, so head on over to TotalCon.com. So now we're going to be doing another segment that we had started a while ago, and then we unfortunately stopped it, and we've started it up again recently. It's a promo section where we promote another local blog or anything local to New England. It could be music. It could be a website. We've been doing a lot of podcasts lately. Or it could be something related to gaming. This time, it's both. We're going to be doing a promo for Griffin Games, and they actually have an anthem that they had written. It's a full song. It's two people singing. It's quite amusing, actually, and we think you'll enjoy it. It's longer than your usual promo. Promos normally run about 30 seconds. The promo we made for the CWF Gamecast is about 40 or 45 seconds, something like that. And their promo is minute and 20 seconds, maybe. But I hope you enjoy it, so we're going to share that with you. I'm sure you're going to get a few laughs for it, and that's going to gear you up for a section after the promo where we're going to be sharing some funny Star Wars quotes. So we're going to give you the Griffin Games promo, and we'll be right back after the promo. Thanks.
In the town of Greenfield, there stands a sanctuary dedicated to the art of the game. Not physical games requiring brawn or coordination, but games of the mind. Cerebral challenges like Dungeons & Dragons and Warhammer. Dedicated to those brave, lonely men who gather at this shrine called Griffin Games. Chunky men with comic books. These are men who get strange looks. These are men with great big brains. These are the men of Griffin Games.
Like aliens from unseen worlds. No time for sports, no time for girls. They carry pens their shirts all stained. They are the men of Griffin Games.
They use slide rules and sci-fi words, but they're not fools. They're more like nerds. Medieval knights with dragons slain, brave warriors from Griffin Games.
Each Thursday night, these gamesters meet. But what is this?
What is this?
An empty seat. One virtual soldier's fallen dead.
He's hit the floor.
But as he did, these words he said.
Put lots of pens in my son's shirt. Make him a nerd, an introvert. Put trivial knowledge in his brain. Make him a man of Griffin Games.
I salute you, Griffin Games.
Way to go, smart dudes.
So that's kind of a funny promo. It's not really a promo per se, we're using it to promote them, but it's a funny anthem for the game store. I want to applaud the ingenuity for doing it. It's very funny, and I've said that a few times, so that means I have nothing more to say, but I do enjoy it, so I hope you got a kick out of it too, and you can find out more by going to the Griffin Games website at griffingames.com. And now we're going to move on to our last segment of the show. It is funny Star Wars quotes. You're probably thinking, okay, are they just going to start saying a bunch of quotes and find it humorous? Or, like, what's going on? Well, let me give you a little backstory to this before we actually get into the quotes. And the quotes don't take very long. I think they're about, something like 2 or 3 minutes in length. A while ago, I had been talking to a friend of mine online. He goes by the name Cardinal. I know him through some Star Wars online role-playing over at the Star Wars Sim Forum. And that would be swsimforum.com to get them a little plug. And I told them about my new iMac, which I got for Christmas, and how I had discovered that it can talk to me. I never knew computers did that, or at least not the new iMacs. And you're thinking, okay, where have you been? Well, I always knew if you had some sort of software you could put it in, and you could speak to the computer, and it would type for you or whatnot. Well, I never knew that you could also have it read to you what it sees on the screen. And I know it's not as simple as just, you know, pulling something up and it'll read it to you. You got to do a little bit more than that.
Excuse me.
But it's actually kind of funny. I came across some stuff that I thought would be humorous to have the computer read to me. Computer voice, no matter how good it is, and I'm using the best voice that they have available for the iMac, it's still kind of interesting how they pronounce words and what it's trying to say. And I think that makes something that already funny, or perhaps not even funny, funnier. So I had talked to my friend Cardinal about it, and I said, hey, guess what? And I told him some of the things that I had made my iMac do and how I got a big laugh out of it. You're thinking, well, it's a simple thing, and I don't know why I was so, you know, enamored with it, but I get it to do that, and I just turn into a giggling schoolgirl, and it makes me laugh. But anyway, he came up with the idea that I should record some of these things and share it with everyone else on the message board, and that people would get a kick out of it. I said, oh, yeah, I'll do that. I think that's a good idea. Well, months and months and months had went by, and then just recently I had thought, well, do you know what? I think I will do that. So I had gone on and I found some funny Star Wars quotes. I thought, well, let me get something that'll be appropriate for a Star Wars message board. You know, I don't want to be just posting random stuff. And came across this. And so I went to the Force.net, rather, and I did, you know, a Google search on, like, funny Star Wars quotes, and I tried to find things. And the Force.net had some really funny quotes. They had 30 funny Star Wars quotes. It's supposed to be the funniest quotes from Star Wars. They did 10 per film from the Holy Trilogy. And so I had my Mac read them, and while I was reading, I had it recorded in GarageBand, listened to it back, and I thought it was kind of funny. So I shared it with everyone on the Star Wars Sim Forum, and they seemed to enjoy it, so I said, I might share that in the podcast. Why not? Get a little silly. It's Star Wars, so, you know, it relates to gaming, because there's Star Wars role-playing, we got the Star Wars minis, and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, who doesn't love Star Wars? Seriously. I want to warn you about two things with the quotes. First of all, it's a recording that I had done before that I had never really intended to air. So the quality's not great. And you're going to hear me giggle or laugh here and there. I tried to stifle it. I tried to stay quiet. If you hear any of that, that is me. I probably sound like a giggling schoolgirl. I apologize for that in advance, and you're more than welcome to make fun of me for it. I'm a good egg. I know that whatever you hear, it sounds kind of odd, so that's okay. But also, I do want to say that these quotes, they were posted on the Forster.net's message boards, probably by someone who's 13 or 14 year old. Therefore, they have innuendo in them, something of a sexual nature to some of them. You can interpret them that way. But you can also interpret them as completely innocent. It depends how much out of context you take them. If you find that kind of stuff not funny, or you don't like to listen to that kind of things, you're easily offended, please skip the next minute and 45 seconds, 2 minutes of this podcast. It's closer to 2 minutes. Skip the next 2 minutes or so of the podcast, and we'll be back when it's done. So I just want to make sure that you know that if you're easily offended, please don't listen to the next, 2 minutes and 51 seconds of the podcast. So we will be back after that. And right now, for the rest of you, we're going to share this recording that I had made of my iMac reading some funny Star Wars quotes. Some of them are funnier than others, as you'll be able to tell from my reaction. But it'll be pod safe again in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. So thanks, we'll be back right after this.
Here are the funniest Star Wars quotes according to the Force.net. Top 10 lines from Star Wars. 10. Get in there, you big furry oaf. I don't care what you smell. 9. Luke, at that speed, do you think you'll be able to pull out in time? 8. Put that thing away before you get us all killed. 7. You've got something jammed in here real good. 6. Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper? 5. You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought. 4. Sorry about the mess. 3. Look at the size of that thing. 2. Curse my metal body, I wasn't fast enough. 1. She may not look like much, but she's got it where it counts, kid. Top 10 lines from The Empire Strikes Back. 10. I thought that hairy beast would be the end of me. 9. Size matters not. Judge me by my size, do you? 8. There's an awful lot of moisture in here. 7. But now we must eat. Come, good food, come. 6. That's okay, I'd like to keep it on manual control for a while. 5. Hurry up, golden rod. 4. I must be hit it pretty close to the mark to get her all riled up like that, huh, kid? 3. Possible he came in through the south entrance, too, and I thought they smelled bad on the outside. 1. Control, control. You must learn control. Top 10 lines from Return of the Jedi. 10. Hey, point that thing someplace else. 9. I look forward to completing your training. In time, you will call me master. 8. You're a jittery little thing, aren't you? 7. I never knew I had it in me. 6. Someone must be told them about my little maneuver at the Battle of Ta'anab. 5. There is good in him, I've felt it. 4. I assure you, Lord Vader, my men are working as fast as they can. Perhaps I can find new ways to motivate them. 3. Grab me, Chewie. I'm slipping. Hold on. Grab it, almost. You almost got it. Gently now, all right, easy, easy, hold me, Chewie. Chewie. 2. Hey, Luke, thanks for coming after me, now I owe you one. 1. Back door, huh? Good idea.
So that's the funniest Star Wars quotes according to the Force.net. And some of them are funny, some of them not so much. I do realize that you probably should have split that up into 3 segments, and if I had recorded that for the show, I would have, 1, made sure to find even funnier quotes, and 2, I would have did maybe 5 quotes per film and spread it out either through one entire show or spread it out amongst a bunch of shows. But I do want to say that in addition to this, that we have been doing some recordings of the famous Blood Ninja. If you're not sure who Blood Ninja is, it's a lot of funny chat transcripts. You can go to the Encyclopedia Dramatica for more information about that. But we are making copies of those and sharing them on Star Wars Sim Forum. And we'll be taking some of them, possibly, and putting them in the podcast. A little hesitant about it because it's more explicit in nature. Some of them are like Mad Libs, but it does involve something explicit in nature. And so I'm a little reluctant, as I had said, to share that in the podcast. But that's a series that we're doing outside of the podcast. We're doing it on Star Wars Sim Forum, so we're going to be doing it for people over there to listen. There's been a lot of positive reviews from that. There's just something one funny about the Blood Ninja transcripts in general, but also it's, I think, even funnier having in computer read them to you in a computer voice. I don't know why, but it just, I don't know, it gets to me. The first time I had discovered that my iMac could read to me, I was up to like 3 in the morning and had it doing it and in hysterics all night long. It just makes me laugh quite a bit. It's a funny, funny machine. Anyway, we have links to this in our show notes, and that brings me to the end of the show. I do want to say that I thank everyone for listening to the show. I thank you for spending your time with us, for listening to me ramble for these half hour or so. I want to remind you that we love getting feedback from you. Do you think those quotes were funny, or do you hate them? Was that segment too long? Should we not do that again? Are there other events that you'd like to share? You name it, whatever you have to say, we're more than happy to receive it. You can email it to us at cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. We have a form you can fill out on the Contact Us page on our blog. You can leave a comment for us in iTunes or send an instant message to us at cwforums on AOL Instant Messenger. If you use iChat for Mac or whatever, you can use that too, of course. And we're more than happy to get your feedback. As I said, we're appreciative for you spending this time with us and listening to us. Want to thank you for that. Want to remind you that we will be doing another podcast next Thursday, March 6th, 2008. And I once again want to apologize for today's podcast being pushed back a little bit later. Last night I had posted on the blog that today's podcast would be delayed. We were having some problems with our cable here, and RCN was sending out a cable person to come between 2 and 5 today, and they came a little bit earlier than we thought, but it still, you know, pushed things back enough that we had to push the podcast back. I wasn't really able to be, you know, sitting up here and recording a podcast while the tech person was downstairs, and, you know, fixing the cable and everything. Had to make sure I was hanging around for that. So, do just want to apologize again for that, and want to remind you that we will be back next Thursday for another podcast. As always, we hope you had a good time listening, and want to thank you, and please keep on gaming. Thanks. Bye.